Tell you, sometimes it's so good, it just stirs the heart and bubbles over. And I'll never be ashamed to put my arms around my children. And whenever I say my children, I went from 2 to 4 in a hurry. But as Lydia was singing this morning, that God's been good to see God bring people. Bring me a son and bring me a daughter to marry my children. My heart is so full. God still answers the prayers of a little daddy and mama that lays by their bedside or kneels by their bedside and asks the Lord, just send my son and my daughter somebody that loves the Lord. And I am a blessed man among blessed this morning that God has seen fit. This love that God has shown us and this love that God gives us. If I stood here and tried to preach for hour upon hour, and don't worry, I'm not going to do that. You can laugh there. Thank you. There's no way I could ever do it justice. But I want to tell you this morning that certainly God is love and we'll never be more like God than when we love one another. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn in them to the book of Proverbs in the 17th chapter. And then I want to read a verse out of the 18th chapter of the book of Proverbs. And you know, Proverbs is one of those books that I always want to surround the scripture that God has laid up on my heart with other scripture. Those of you that have read the book of Proverbs, you find out real quick it don't necessarily work that way in that book. It's like Solomon went in one direction, the next minute a thought would come and he would go in another direction. But this is a thought that God has laid up on our heart found in these two verses. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born not from, but born for adversity. 18th chapter, 24th verse. A man that hath friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, so thankful, God, for what we feel. God, so thankful that you do love us. God, so thankful that, God, not only do you love us, but Lord, I see in your children, of which I am a part of and of the church, I see your love. And God, I see their service and love toward one another. God, I am so thankful, Lord, for this love. It does cover a multitude of sin. It is the greatest of all these. And God, again, we're so honored and thankful that you loved us enough to send Jesus to die on Calvary. Father, purify your love within me that my boundaries of my heart might expand and I might love more and more. God, there's a cold world that tells me that to love less and less. God, I believe that you can do a work in my life. God, you can do a work in our life and in our heart that causes us to love all the more. And God, as we come to the end of the age and so many hearts have grown cold, God, expand the love of the church, our love for you and our love for one another. And in so doing, I know, God, you'll be pleased with our service toward you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. And it is in the very name of Jesus Christ we pray, that name above all names. Amen. And amen. You know, as the last few weeks have went by, and certainly we have watched, and as many of us, and when I say many of us, many of you, I've watched you go through the difficult times of maybe having to deal with someone that went home to be with the Lord. And in saying that, that's a lot of us in the house of God this morning. Certainly, to have experienced what we have over the last several weeks, our time had just come to suffer a little bit and to have to deal with the reality of life. And that is simply this. Sometimes Things just happen. Death is as much of a part of life as living is. But thank God for the saved of God. Death is no more than just a passing from this life and a door that we enter into life eternal. And for the saved of God is a hope that goes on beyond the grave. And I'm so glad for that. And then we've had so much sickness, and this has been over a year now that we've watched as people that we dearly love suffer. And no doubt it's been hard upon the church. But in the midst of all that adversity, this little man of God has seen something that has absolutely touched his heart. In the worst times, I've seen the best of God's people. How that when adversity arises and trouble comes, you're there to comfort one another. And there are actions that many will never see, but they happen, and there are those of you that beneath the scenes and beneath what people see, you serve the Lord. And let me say, as your pastor, how thankful I am that you love one another and that you serve one another. And I've said it already, we'll never be more like God than when we love each other. But oh, brothers and sisters, listen, a friend loveth at all times, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The old songs of Zion, one of them says this, I've found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I'm so glad this morning that out of, yeah, I love your friendship and it's needful, but there is a friendship and a fellowship that we can have with God. And out of that, all the love of God flows through the church. Thank God this morning that He loves us and that He is a friend to us. There are those that say, well, Brother Russell, in the Old Testament, all we see is the hardness and the judgment of God. And I would beg to differ. God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Why? Because He loved them. They were friends. He loved the fellowship with them. And even after they had sinned and He cast them out of the garden, there was a prophecy that a time would come whenever the seed of the woman would step on the serpent's head, but He would bruise the seed of the woman's heel. And so we go on and we see later on in the days of Noah, in that 5th and 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, the world has grown evil, and no doubt it's like we are. Jesus said in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be at the coming of the Son of Man. And we know that the thoughts of their heart was on evil continually. It was a rough time. The world was filled with violence, and it had repented the heart of God that He had made man, and He said, I am going to destroy man which I have created. But there's a tremendous preposition there. Not preposition, but a word that links together, conjunction. And it is the word bud. In the midst of all this evil and in the midst of God's judgment, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And aren't you glad this morning, no matter how bad the world gets, grace can still be found. Well, I'm glad this morning. Listen, not only can we find grace, but we're living in the day of grace when the good shepherd leaves the 99 and goes looking for the lost lamb. Grace finds us. Men that walked with God. It was said of Abraham. Well, first of all, it was said of Enoch. Then Enoch walked with God. One day Enoch was walking with God. He was and was not. God looked at Enoch and said, son, we're closer to my house than we are to yours. Just come on home. What about Abraham? A friend of God. Listen, what about Moses on Mount Sinai when he talked to God as a man talked to a friend? Aren't you glad we've got a friend in Jesus? Jesus said, listen, you are my friend. You're no longer just my servant. You are my friend if you follow my words. And He said, and understand this, I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. Listen, if you'll have it this way, one day in our lost state, grace and mercy came looking for us. And thank God they found us. And so we see that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We see that truly a brother is born for adversity. I've heard it said by so many in the last several weeks, and I agree with it 100%. How do people make it without Jesus? How do they make it when somebody they love goes home? How do they make it whenever all their plans and everything they work for is wiped out? How do they make it when people they love hurt them? I don't understand. Listen, you may be here this morning and you may have lived up to this far without the Lord. I'm telling you, there's going to come a day when you realize you can't make it without Him. And how many children of God do I have anybody that can testify life is better with Him than it was without Him? And so Jesus said, you're my friends if you do what I've commanded you. And He said, listen, no greater love has a man than to lay down his life for his. Let me tell you something. Friendship and fellowship, that is close to the heart of God. I'll tell you what it is. It's the sap that flows out of the vine of love. Listen, there are a lot of people, you may have a lot of friends in your life, and I'm blessed. I feel like I've got a lot of friends. When I was a young guy, our eighth grade used to go to school with high schoolers. There we were, and I was like 12, 13 years old with a bunch of 17-year-olds. And man, I wanted to be friends with them. How many of you know that if you can be friends with a cool guy, that makes you cool? Not really cool, maybe cooler than you was. And I thought, Lord, if I can just, you know, become friends with Him, it'll elevate my status. I'll be a cool guy. And I was blessed. God gave me a beautiful sister that was about 2 years older than me. And they all wanted to date her. And so they became my friend as a way to try to get a date with my sister. That's the only way I could have friends. But you know what? They didn't really care for me. They didn't really love me. There are a few friends that I can name, and I've got a lot in this house of God, in the church this morning, that I can say this. Listen, come fire, flood, come death, life, come, let come whatever may, you are my friends. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about a man and how pitiful a man is that stands alone. Have you ever been alone and not had a friend? Have you ever been in a situation and needed somebody to be able to lean on and didn't have somebody? Now, if you're saved, you don't understand that right now because we've got a friend in Jesus. But how pitiful. The writer of Ecclesiastes in the 4th chapter says this. He says, if a man is by himself, he's most miserable when he stands alone. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. My life is blessed when I was a 21-year-old man. God sent a little woman into my life. I was alone until then, alone with my thoughts. Every night when I went to bed and laid my head on the pillow, I said, God, just send me somebody that'll love you and will love me. And God answered my prayer. Lonely. Let me say this. One of the most powerful feelings in the world is to feel alone. One of the most negative feelings in the world is to feel alone, like nobody cares, like you're the only one. I've come to tell you, you're not by yourself. And not only does God care, God's got a bunch of people in your life that care for you in this day and in this time. The writer of Ecclesiastes said, now, if a man's alone and he falls, well, it's hard for him to get up. But if a man's walking with somebody and he's got a friend and he falls down, listen, then that friend can help pick him up. Thank God there've been a lot of times in my life that I've been walking with Jesus and I'm falling down. Let me tell you what my Lord does and what He does for you. He gets us up and picks us up. He wipes off the dust. He puts salve on our wounded knees and our sore elbows. And He says, son, just get back to walking. Where would you be if you was walking alone? I give up, I'll be honest. He goes on to say this. He said, two are better than one. If an enemy comes against one, that enemy might prevail. But if an enemy comes against two, it's two on one. Let me tell you something about Jesus. I've got a friend in Jesus that's never lost a battle, never lost a fight. He's walking with me and He's walking with you. If you've been saved, and you know what? I know this, there's not an enemy in hell or on this earth that can prevail against the Lord Jesus Christ. And when He's walking with us, He even goes before us. He said, I'll fight your battles for you. Two are better than one. Amen. He said, when it's cold outside. I've never seen a time when the world has grown so cold. He said, when it's cold. He said, two can share the warmth. They get up in there and they just snuggle up real good and close. And the warmth from the one gives warmth to the other. In this day and age when it's grown so cold, hope not we just pull Jesus a little closer. Let me tell you this morning, your heart's grown cold, you've grown cynical, and you've gone to the place with God where you feel like there is no hope, just pull Jesus up a little closer. Pull Him up a little tighter, and I'll guarantee you this. He'll warm your cold heart. Now, all this is well and good, and certainly the Lord is a friend, but I'm going to tell you this, listen. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I want to talk to you about the Lord. Let me talk to you for just a minute about the church of the living God. See, God has allowed us to be a part of something that's greater than anything we can imagine, and we all take it for granted, if we're honest. Listen, God has planted us in a place with people that love us, that we can take care of each other. I'm going to tell you, I've seen it over the last 3 months, if I've ever seen it in my life, when people are down and when people need a brother and people are in adversity and somebody shows up at just the right time with just the right words. And I've seen something even more beautiful than that. It's when they show up and they don't have the words, but just by wrapping their arms around your neck, you are comforted. See, the question's not if we're going to have adversity. The question is when. And when adversity comes, we don't just need each other. We have to have each other. One of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life, I've seen at your house. I watched people walk in the doors and their hearts broken with yours. Might not have had the right words to say, but the love that they had made all the difference in the world. Son, your papa, he's built you an ark. Coleman, son, your papa's built you an ark of safety, and you stay in it. Love you, sister. I love you, baby. God has set good men to be like Noah was in his day and build an ark for their family. Trey, let me tell you why this girl gonna make it. Against all odds, you built an ark. And that's what matters. Barry, that's why your kids, Laura, all of us, that's why our kids are where they are. Because God has allowed us to build an ark of safety for the saving of our children. Friendship. In fellowship with God, there's nothing in this world that compares to it. I'm going to tell you this. Stand to your feet this morning. There are so many people that are around us that are alone. There are so many people that are around us that are lonely. They do not have that friend. They do not have anybody they can find. Let me ask you this. Is there any men in the house that your wife is your friend? Let me say this, young people. I'm going to have you standing for no... Y'all hang on. I hope your legs are not too tired. I'll be quick here. Listen. I married Tina, and she's a beautiful lady and still is. But I'm going to tell you something. After a while, all the looks and all that stuff, it don't matter like it used to. Now, she's still beautiful. Yeah, I got some deacons in here that, yeah, give me a fit. But there is something that goes beyond the looks. Something that goes beyond what we see with our eyes. Out of all the people on the face of this earth, I can confide in her. She is my best friend. Now, I got a lot of good friends in here, but I'm going to tell you, that's my best friend right there. She sees me in the case that I am. And every now and then I drive her crazy. She'd probably trade me in. But there's a commitment that we've made to each other, and there is a closeness that we didn't have 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. I'm going to tell you something. Listen. The people that we love and that God has put in our lives, we cannot take for granted. Because they're not always going to be there. Tommy and Josh, now, y'all got to build an ark. Dan built a good one. But now it's your turn to build an ark for the next generation and the generation after that. I'm going to tell you this, and I promise you I'll close. Listen, first of all, if you don't have a friend in Jesus, that He awaits you with open arms. He loves you. But I'm going to tell you this, church, I love you from the depths of my heart. I want to tell you, I've got my best friends I'm looking at right here in front of me. God has put me in your life and put you in my life to encourage each other along the way. Don't ever say I'm alone. Not if you're a member of Silver City Church. We've got each other and the Lord. Go ahead, sing us a verse. You need to pray this morning. Certainly you come. We've got some that's come to pray. And certainly we want to give them that opportunity. But I want to ask you to do this. You follow your heart. I'm not... You follow the Spirit of the Lord. But if there's somebody here, you just want to go to them, put your arms around their neck and tell them, I love you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend. I'm going to tell you, that's always expedient in the house of God. So as they sing this next verse, God's put somebody on your heart. You just need to go to them, get your arms around their neck. Tell them you love them. Husbands, I'm going to tell you this. It might not be a bad idea just to reach around her right now and say, honey, I love you. Not just because you're beautiful, but because you're my friend. It's always expedient in the house of God. Go ahead. And saying, listen, you follow God. Children, you need to go to your mom and daddy. You go to your mom and daddy. But let's truly in the house of God extend our friendship and our love toward one another as they sing this next verse. Go ahead.
To the old familiar marker. Telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. I pray the whole world hears the cries of my heart. See all the ones I love, loving my Jesus. Sin tries to make you hide, whispers that same old lie. Keep all your pain inside, no one will understand. The last thing this lost world needs, someone I'm trying to be. The truth that has set me free, 'cause I'm just a broken man, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. I pray the whole world hears the cries of my heart. See all the ones I love, loving my Jesus. When all is said and done, when my last song's been sung, I stand face to face with the one who gave all for me. May all I have to show be all that mattered most, making your great name known. Let this be my only legacy, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story, how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cries of my heart. See all the ones I love, all the ones I love, loving my Jesus.